Blog Talk Radio. ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. They said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. They said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. They say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
God has the final say. It ain't over. It ain't over. Come on, can you just say that with me? It ain't over. Let's just start our segment tonight just knowing that it ain't over. And I pray about the songs that I'm going to select to play for our opening and our beginning, and our ending, because I want them to reflect something in your life, and I know that God has chosen different songs just for you, you, and you, and for myself, and just to know that it ain't over. I don't care whatever you're standing for, it ain't over. But just know, in reverse of that, whatever it is that you haven't repented of, it ain't over either until you give it to God. So that argument that you think that you just went off and told somebody off, you think that you ended it just with that, until you can search yourself and confess of your sins of that, your part in that situation, it ain't over either. So that situation that you've been praying on and fasting for, keep on praying. Keep on fasting. The manifestation is there. It ain't over. Whatever the lawyers have told you that has got you down, if God tells you another thing, then believe it, that it ain't over. Hallelujah. If the doctors have gave a report, and you know that in your spirit God is showing you something else, just keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on standing strong, because it ain't over. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope. Keep on believing. God bless. God bless. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to just hear from you, just to feel your precious anointing in our lives, and just to come to you with thanksgiving, dear Father, for all of the things, all of the wonderful things that you have done for us today, dear Father. You gave us sunshine today. Hallelujah. You kept us, dear Father, in your protection all day, and I thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear Father, you watched over us, dear Father, as we traveled up and down the dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads, and I thank you, Father. You kept a hedge of protection around our loved ones as we were separated, maybe at school or at work. Dear Father, you watched over us, and I thank you. Dear Father, you gave us the strength just to make it through another day. We may be in pain, and we may not feel the way that we think we should feel, but if we have breath in our bodies, hallelujah, we still just make our way to you to say thank you. And then we want to make sure that we just come to you, just one joining to another, to let you know that we love you, Jesus, and that we publicly claim your love. We love you. Our love for you. You proclaim your love for us daily. Your mercies are new every day. It's not because we deserve it. It's because of your love. And we just want to publicly tell the world that we love you. And I thank you, Jesus, for your word. I thank you for your presence. One more time, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. Amen. This is your friend. This is your leader. This is your evangelist, Evangelist Von Dumas, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas. I am representing the ministry of Tri Anointed Ministries. And we just say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you are so worthy. I thank you for being with us tonight and whatever that you're doing right now. All of you out there in radio land, I ask you to just get comfortable if you can. And if you're at work, you know, and you have your earbuds on and you've called in and you're just listening while you're working, just open your heart and God will go ahead and see. He understands your situation. So Just open up your heart, and he'll give you what you need. He will deliver and give you what you need. He is that kind of God. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of the things that you are doing all around the world. We praise you and we honor you. We magnify your holy name because you're holy. So in TV land and broadcast land, how's everything been going for you today? How is everything going for you today? Just know that it ain't over. We're still speaking on healing. And quickly, let's go for the sake of time. Time passes so fast, so fast. But we are not going to get discouraged. We're going to continue with the word, and we'll come back night after night until we get it all through. Every amen. If God has given us to be here, we are going to be here. We're going to stand strong while we're here. Hallelujah. So we're looking right now in 1 Peter 2 and 24. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, that means us, have died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. Emphasizing in there that it's already happened way before we were ever even thought about. It was already, our healing was already prepared for us. We were healed. By whose stripes we were healed. That's not the evangelist's words. That's the words of Jesus Christ himself. So God has given his son for our healing because he knew before we were in need of it that we would need healing. He knew that our help depended on him. So he gave to us. So when we're reaching out and trying to figure out how do I get healing, first we want to remember that we're going to give a testimony for the healing that you're praying for. Testify of something that God has already done miraculously in your life. And I don't care what stages you are in life or where you've been or where you think that you're going. If you stop and think about it, God has brought you through some mighty good times. Think about what he's already done for you. Give a testimony for the healing that you're praying for. I testified the other night about 16 years of age and the mass that was found in my breast and how they wasn't for sure before they went in, but by the way that it felt, they were saying that it could be cancerous, and if so, they would have to remove the breast. And praise the Lord that it wasn't. That's a testimony. I don't care how old I get, I won't forget that. And other parts of my testimony builds up on from that one. Now, of course, do you know that when God heals you, you're healed indeed? Don't you know that the enemy will come back around and try to make sure that you understand and believe that you are still healed from that? So he has on that occasion, and we'll speak about that on another broadcast. And then after you give your testimony, you must put your hand on the area. So right now, I just need you to put your hand on the area, whether it's your mind, whether it's your feet. I feel somebody's having some problems with their feet right now. And it seems to be getting worse. At first, you kind of ignored the situation, but it's something going on with your feet. Put your hands on your feet. Hallelujah. Testify of where you've been places and walked places that people said you would never be able to go. God has sent you there on those feet that's now giving you pain. So put your hands in that area. Because what you're doing when you're actually putting your hands on that area, don't you know that you are sending the word of God into that area? You are speaking the word of God into that area. You are sending it. You tell it, God said, I am healed, and I believe it. See, you are healed. Then you must pray over the area. You must pray the word. Psalms 107 and 20, real quickly. Psalms 107 and 20. You've got to pray the word over that situation. We have to speak things. Speak to our bodies. Speak to our minds. And that's exactly what the word tells us to do. So as we maneuver and get closer into our areas to receive our healings, remember we have to do exactly what the word tells us to do. So 107 and verse 20 actually tells us, he says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Okay, so it says what? It said he sent his what? His word. And through that word, he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So that's exactly what it is right now. So we give the testimony for the healing that you're praying for. Put your hands on that area to send the word of God into that area. And then as 107 in Psalms and 20 tells us, pray the word. And then it's very, very, very important that you look for your healing. You look for your healing. And then after you start looking, and make sure if you weren't able to bend before, try bending. If you weren't able to walk before, try standing. If you can only take two or three steps, try taking four. Look for your healing. Hallelujah. Testify of your healing. See, some of the healings are instant. Some take days. And some is just a day by day. You may see a little improvement today, a little bit more improvement the next day. Until you look up one day and you're totally healed. Again, some of them are just instant. They just, right now, if you have just right now gave your testimony of your healing that you're praying for, if you laid your hands on it and you prayed to God and prayed the words of healing into your area, when you look for your healing, you may have your healing now. Hallelujah. Because God said, I am who I am. He do it like he want to do it. He knows what's best for you. But just keep praying the word. Keep sending the word into that area. See, God's word can't return void. It can't return void. We just need faith. So where he's healed us as we walk with Christ, manifestation is coming. So stop reminding yourself of the pain that you've always felt. And start looking for your healing, looking for the signs, looking for the symptoms of your healing, not of the disease. But I've always felt this way. But look for the signs of your healing. Then you got to live in thanksgiving. When you do so, you live in his grace. You got to live in thanksgiving. You got to be thanking him now, thanking him for the healing. Remember, when we pray, he hears our prayers, and he wants to answer our prayers. We have to receive those answers. So live in thanksgiving, giving him thanksgiving for your healing. By doing that, you're living in his grace. Always give thanks. Each step, even if you don't feel like it, if you were only able to make two steps today, tomorrow you may make three. Every little thing that you see different as far as the positive, give him thanks for it. You may have lost your memory, and every little thing that you're able to consume now, give him thanks for it. You may be over a loved one that you have saw or that's rebelling. For every little act that you see that they're doing something positive, they may have picked up the phone and just called you for the first time in months or even years. Give him thanksgiving for that. Be thankful for that. And you allow yourself to be consumed by his grace. Always give thanks for every little step. Forget about how you feel. That's one of the things that the enemy will fool you with every time. Well, you know you're sick. You know you're sick right now. Why are you going to be giving him thanksgiving? What are you thanking him for? For being sick? Don't listen to that. Don't allow anyone to speak lies into your life. He is a healer. Look for your healing, not the disease that was holding you down. Don't expect for the enemy to just automatically try to just give you anything. You got to take back what's yours. Take back your healing. Take back your family. Hallelujah. And then continue to testify about your milestones. then start praying for others. Get your mind off of yours and start praying for others. People all around you got something. Start testifying. Continue to testify about your milestones. How every day you're improving, or how instantly he healed you. And then start praying for others. Jesus has already purchased our healing. We read that. He's already purchased our healing. He's already paid for it. So go speak healing over someone in the name of Jesus. Go speak healing over someone in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now over my brother Reggie. I speak healing over you. I speak healing over my body right now. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. People may tell you, I don't think healing is for today's time. They may say, I don't think miracles was for today's time. I think miracles was only demonstrated in the Bible. You know what I tell them? I tell them, well, I'm sorry that you think that. I'm sorry that you think that. That you only believe the sum of the words. I'm sorry that you only believe in some of the words. But I don't believe in some of the word. I believe in all of the word. I believe in all of the word. Hallelujah. And I believe that the word is just what it says it is. It's the truth. It's the living truth. So if you don't believe, I know that God has put miracles in my life. God is a miraculous God. God still is healing today. God still is providing today. So it's too late, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change how he operates. So I'm sorry that you only believe some of the words. You see, that's what's wrong with a lot of us today. We believe that Satan is more powerful than God. Oh, I know we wouldn't dare say those words, but if we search ourselves, we search the way that we live, if we search the way that we speak to one another, basically we believe that Satan is more powerful than God in certain areas. But when we get right down to it, if you're not standing on the truth, if you're not living the truth, if you're not preaching the truth, then you really don't believe the truth. You really believe that the truth is a lie. I tell you here, I tell you, good God, we ought to check ourselves on that area. We got to stand on the truth whether we feel good or not, whether we feel like it's the right thing or not, whether everybody around us is doing the opposite or not. We've got to stand. Because when you believe beyond a doubt. I tell you, I'm here to tell you, it will work if you work it. I've been healed many times. I've been delivered and set free. Why don't you just take a moment right now and just look back over your life? Just stop for a moment. Look back over your life. When was the time when God has done a miracle for you? Stop for a moment on the time and just think about the time when God has done something miraculous in your life. And if he had not had stepped in, you would be dead right now. Just think about that for a minute. Sometime that you know that you put yourself in a situation that if it had not been for God doing a miracle in your life, pulling you, snatching you out of that devil's den, snatching you away from death, you look all around you. You see people who did things that wasn't even as bad as you, and they're dead and gone. But you're still here. You're still here. Because God had a miracle prepared for you. And if you be true to yourself, his miraculous powers has delivered you out of your mess over and over and over again. You don't tell me that he doesn't heal. Don't tell me that he doesn't perform miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, back when I was going through the situation again with the mass in my breast, I just loved it that my mother had to sign a statement, first of all, just giving permission to remove my breast in case that the mass was too large to prevent it from spreading. Hallelujah. But I just loved the fact that she believed that I was healed before I even went into the surgery. She had already prayed and spoke over in my life. So she did what? She testified before I went into the surgery. Remember, that's what we said? She gave a testimony for the healing that she was praying for. And then she placed her hands on my body to send the words of God into the area. And then she prayed the God's word, receiving his healing, speaking his healing into the situation. And then she believed in her mind she could already see the healing. And then we both start testifying, and I'm still testifying today. She's still testifying today of the healing that he placed in our bodies. She had to believe in my healing more than the news that I was hearing from the professionals. Yeah, they were professionals, but I had to believe in my healing more than the news that I was hearing from my professional. My mother led the example of prayer. She led the example of hope. She led the example of faith. And she led the example of the opportunity. The opportunity to show everyone that God believed and that God was standing on his word. Healing is for the body of Christ. Healing is for the body of Christ. You know, Jesus spent one third of his time here on earth of his ministry was healing. He was healing. He spent his time healing. One third of his ministry was about healing. And then the other was preaching and teaching. How to receive his healing? Everything received from God is by faith. Everything received from God is by faith. And that's where we're going to pick up tomorrow. Everything received from God is by faith. So for you to get your healing, you've got to live by faith. You've got to have faith. I close by telling you, that God isn't interested in seeing how many scriptures you can remember, how much you can walk around saying, I know you know someone who quotes words. I know you know someone who just can quote almost every scripture. God isn't interested in seeing how many scriptures you can quote, how many you can remember. God is interested in you living the scriptures, walking it out, talking it out, believing it through and through, living it out. That's what gets God's attention. That's why it's here for us. God wants us to live out the scriptures daily. It says it is to be our daily bread, our daily bread. And faith, again, everything received from God is by faith. Are you ready to receive your healing by faith today? Are you ready to receive your healing by faith today? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pick up tomorrow, continuing about faith, getting you closer to getting your healing. Someone is healed right now. Someone got their healing tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Testify of it. Tell about your healing. Continue to believe that you're healed through and through. Not just a partial healing, but he heals you through and through. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to one of the greatest friends that you ever have, one of the greatest healers that you ever need. As you say these words, and if you believe them with your heart, you will be born again, according to Romans 10:9-10. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. That's the repentance. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you now. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, for healing the wounds and setting and delivering people right now. In Jesus' name. I remind you, look for your healing. Look for signs of your healing, not for signs of your disease, not for signs of what's been ailing you. I know that your knees has been hurting a lot. Look for the sign that your knees are better now. And then give God thanksgiving for every little step of the way. And if you just pray this prayer, congratulations. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. People are going to look for you to do the same things that you used to do, and they're going to find that you don't have an interest in those things again. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become near. And all of heaven is celebrating. Now, those around you may try to condemn, but remember, all of heaven is celebrating. So step away from those that are trying to condemn you. And step towards someone. God will send you someone. Step in prayer. God will send you someone to remind you that all of heaven is celebrating. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You have to pat yourself on the back. You have a brand new life with Jesus and a bright future filled with faith and hope. I would love to help you in any way that I can. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here on the blog talk. But just remember, whatever you do, God is a healing God. God has a miracle waiting on you. God has a miracle waiting on you. There is nothing too big for God. There's nothing too wide for God. Nothing too heavy for God. God knows your needs. God sees your prayers. And he hears your prayers. And God is willing to answer your prayers. It's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. I would love to hear from you. walkwithmegod@aol.com. I will see you back tomorrow night, same time, 10 o'clock Central Time. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. 646-652-4916. I love you. Again, this is Evangelist Von Dimas with Tri-Anointed Ministry. But most importantly, God loves you. He wants you to know your healing is just a prayer away. Good night.